tackling life head on. Lessons from All-American Netflix series. This message has been brought to you by www.judoislife.net. Greetings. A lot of people always ask me what I'm reading. Well, right now I'm reading Never Finished by David Goggins. I finished his other book, Can't Hurt Me, last year, and I always chuckle when I hear his voice on the audiobooks because of the jokes and laughs that we have over 10 years ago when I was on a speaking tour with him speaking at all of the historically black colleges in the CIA. He's an intense dude, but he also pretty funny as well. But as I digress, right now I'm not only reading, but I also just finished watching this adrenaline-fueled Netflix show All American, where viewers are taken on a journey that transcends the boundaries of a football field, delving deep into the playbook of life itself. The series, while centered around the glitz, glamour, and grit of high school football, imparts invaluable lessons that resonate far beyond the final whistle. Among the most potent of these lessons is a three-part strategy for confronting life's challenges: tackle your problems head-on, block out your distractions, and finish strong. Tackle your problems head-on. Much like the players on the field who must confront their opponents directly, life demands that we face our problems with courage and determination. Avoidance only leads to greater difficulties down the line, allowing problems to grow larger and more daunting. All American teaches us the power of facing our fears and challenges head-on, reminding us that the first step in overcoming any obstacle is to meet it directly with our shoulders squared and heads held high. Block out your distractions. On the journey to achieving our goals, distractions abound. From the lure of social media to the comfort of procrastination, there are endless temptations that can veer us off course. All American showcases the discipline required to remain focused on the end goal, mirroring the concentration athletes must maintain on the field. Blocking out distractions means identifying what truly matters and dedicating oneself wholly to that pursuit, a lesson that, if applied, can transform the way we approach our ambitions and dreams. Finish strong. Perhaps the most compelling lesson All American offers is the importance of finishing strong. Life, much like a football game, is full of ups and downs, victories and defeats. However, it's not how you start that defines you, but how you finish. Finishing strong requires resilience, perseverance, and a relentless drive to pursue excellence, regardless of the setbacks encountered along the way. It's about pushing through fatigue, doubt, and failure, keeping your eyes on the prize until the very end. Applying the lessons off the field. The principles of tackling problems, blocking out distractions, and finishing strong are not confined to the realm of athletics. They are universally applicable to all facets of life. Whether it's pursuing a career, nurturing relationships, or personal development, these lessons serve as a guide for navigating the complexities of life with grace and determination. In the spirit of embracing these lessons and applying them to our own lives, I encourage readers to explore further avenues of personal growth and resilience. One such avenue is the martial art of judo, a discipline that epitomizes the essence of facing challenges head-on, maintaining focus, and striving for excellence. For those interested in embarking on a journey of self-discovery, discipline, and strength, visit www.judoislife.net to learn more about how judo could be a transformative experience in tackling life's battles. In conclusion, All American does more than entertain, it educates and inspires. It serves as a metaphor for life, reminding us that with the right approach, discipline, and mindset, we can overcome any challenge. By tackling our problems head-on, blocking out distractions, and finishing strong, we can achieve greatness, both on and off the field. Dedicated to your improvement, Roddy Ferguson. Remember, I love you, but God loves you best.